international duels? No way.
What about, you know, that guy's resume? He's been a world champ. He's been an Olympic medalist. That's a big win.
That's huge. I mean, you're in the semifinals of the Olympic Games. It's do or die. I mean, you want to be a gold medalist. That's the time to shine, and he did it. So Jake did an awesome job. I'm very happy for him.
Came out scrapped. Obviously lost the first period. Yeah. Back was against the wall.
Yeah, he just did what he had to do. The guy had a pretty good game plan for him, and Jake's very good at adjusting and figuring out what the guy was trying to do, slow him down, you know, grabbing a shooting hand, and he did a nice job. It was a little closer than we hoped, but that was good. You know, we don't want to go to a ball grab in the second period down by a period, but he did an awesome job. And just a great guy, you know, does everything.
You can't seem to find the lead. You know the Iranian.
Well, you got to think the Iranian, he's a world champ. So, but we'll see.
How nerve-wracking is that for you when it goes to ball, we're on the second and you're down?
You just got to see blue, you know. All I see is blue, right? When he's, I'm just kidding.
He just immediately scored on that. That was kind of.
Yeah, he's very good in that position. He's very good.
Yeah. Kale, as far as after his World Cup, what performance he probably would like? What adjustments did you guys make to make sure that this is the type of time he would have?
How about you're in that position? You're down to the period, and it goes to a ball draw, and you get the right draw, and you in your mind, you're just like, I gotta make it score.
Yeah, you know, it came out blue, and luckily that was my color, so, you know, I knew I had a score, so I just went in there and did what I could do.
Transition to that crash quickly, that's your game plan, the leg clenches right off the whistle to pick it up.
Yeah, you know, really whatever's there, you just, once that whistle blows, you just go. You don't have much time to think about what you're going to do, you just do it.
Once you get that moment, you really slam into the mat, the third period, what's going through your head?
You know, going through my head, you got to win. So let's go out there and you got to make sure you have more points on the board than he does. You know, the guy's tough. He started coming at me at the last minute, but, you know, I just stuck to my plan and stayed focused.
What's the environment like? Obviously, it's been a loud arena, and we've had some ups and downs with the U.S. team. Talk about just where you're at mentally at the start of the day.
No, you really can't focus on what the other guys do, no matter how much you want to. You know, I watched all those guys wrestle, and, you know, I feel for them as well. But at the same time, you got to hold those emotions back, and you can't really think about it. And can't really feel for them at the time. But just focus on my day, which I was the last day, so I had a lot of waiting around and a lot of watching to do. But you just stay focused and come out.
Today?
Oh, I got up at like 6 o'clock today. So.
It seemed like once you won that second period, he seemed pretty fired up.
Yeah, winning that period got me back into it. I had to win that to be back in the match. And just basically said, go out there and just finish it. You know, just get your shots going, move the guy around, and get the fakes going. And, you know, the opportunity to be there to score, and it was. So it's a good thing I listened to him. So.
Obviously, you guys have watched a lot of tape. You know, the Iranian Wild. Talk about the game plan for him. He's really strong.
You know, I wrestled him in the World Cup, and, you know, he got me, and, you know, it wasn't my best tournament, and no excuses, he beat me, but, you know, it's a different tournament, it's a different match, and, you know, a lot on the line right now, but I'm just going to go out there and stick with the same game plan.